Hey guys, it's Damien. I've got a really quick video I'm going to do tonight. It's actually one that I had emailed, a topic on a specific state in regards to food cottage kitchen laws. It's actually going to be Maine. I had a subscriber ask me to recap the laws and what you can sell and what you can sell in the state of Maine. So I'm going to do that really quick tonight. I'll have a couple other videos that I will post about FBA. I've had some kind of really cool, exciting news that I kind of wanted to share with you guys and something that I've been learning along the way. So really quick, I'll get into my videos. You know how I like to do my videos. I don't want to drag it on and waste your time. It is kind of late right now, so I'm not going to go too far into the video as far as length. So the state of Maine has a really super flexible, excuse me, and I've also been fighting a cold, so the holidays were great, but coming out of the backside of the holidays, past week or so, I've been kind of sick. So the state of Maine has some really, really great laws, very flexible laws in regards to cottage kitchen, making products from your home and selling them, as well as where you can sell them and how much you can sell them. Currently, Maine has actually had food cottage kitchen laws on the books since around the 80s. And it's been little by little, it's been more and more flexible since then. So it's been at least a good 30 years or so that they've had these laws available to the state of Maine if you are looking to produce food out of your kitchen. Now, you do have to have a license. You need to be licensed by the state, as well as have the kitchen that you're going to be preparing the food items in. You need to have that inspected by the state, and that's the Department of Agriculture that will be doing that inspection. I'll give you more details on the specifics of where you can get contact for that. So in Maine, they do have, I'm actually looking over again at my notes on my computer. So if you see me looking to the side, that's what I'm doing. As far as sales limitations with the amount of product that you can sell, you have no sales limit. So you can either sell $20,000 a month or $20,000 a day. Make a difference. You can sell as much as you want. Of course, remember, all of the information that I'm giving you here is really just a good starting point. Take this information and then check with your local county and your zoning department and planning and zoning and Department of Agriculture within your state, as well as your counties locally. They do have their own rules and regulations. A lot of this information that I've gained over the years here is information that is a good starting point, but don't take all of this as the end all to be all for everything about your state or your location, because they do vary. So this is just some really good information. It'll save you some time and effort and energy not having to contact everybody and figure out who to contact and all that, and what can you sell and what can you not. This is going to kind of recap everything for what you need to know. So the kind of venues, the kind of places that you can take products that you make from your home cottage kitchen once you've got yourself inspected. Some of the inspections that you may need to have done, also keep in mind, is that if you live in a neighborhood and you're allowed to, within your state and your county, you can have a cottage kitchen, that's great. But some places within neighborhoods, they're off of well water, and they may be on city water, they may be on city sewer, or they may be on a septic tank. All of those actually do come into play, and those are all factors that you need to have examined and checked out, and in a lot of cases inspected by the state. So for instance, if you're in a neighborhood and you're actually off of well water, if you're using that well water, it has to be tested and checked out to ensure that it is clean enough and filtered enough to be using the utensils that you clean, the pots and pans. Anything that you're cleaning or utilizing that water to produce a food product to sell to a customer or another consumer, that has to be tested. If you are on state water or state sewer water, city sewer water. Sorry, my mind's kind of not working all that great because I'm trying to get over this medicine and cold. If you're utilizing a septic tank and you're not on city sewer, that has to also be inspected as well to ensure that that is actually working properly and can withstand the commercial use of that septic tank, because you will increase the amount of water usage in your home because of your home kitchen. So let's say you have a family of four and you have an average amount of water that goes through your septic tank on a monthly basis. You need to keep in mind that the increased amount of water that your septic tank will have to go basically process and filter out, that's going to increase dramatically. So that has to be checked to make sure that it's working properly so you don't have any environmental issues or you have any questions arise from the county as to why there's an issue with your septic tank. If you're using water, city water, and you're not on a well, most of the time you can actually go to the website for the company that handles the actual processing of your water. They have websites that you can literally access, and you can check the the water report that they put out. It's either every 6 months or every year annually, and that water is tested, and they give you all that information on the website. And traditionally, it's kind of free of charge. I was able to utilize that when I had started off with my cottage kitchen, the local water plant. You can get all that information, and that will tell you exactly the quality, what's going on with the water that you're utilizing, and making sure that the city and everyone's on the same page, that anything that comes in contact with that water and is being used to either create a food product that's going to be consumed, or if it's a pot, pan, utensil, anything that's used to make some type of food product, if you don't use the water necessarily in a recipe, you want to make sure that that's all up to par and that everything's good to go with that. So just keep that in mind too. So back to what I was saying about the venues, the places that within Maine that allow it are really big. Like I said, they have a very flexible and a very positive look towards cottage kitchen businesses at home. It's one of the better states that offer cottage kitchen laws. you can sell your products from your home. And let's say if you are in a baking business and you wanted to throw a party and have people over to your home and then begin to sell them products through your home, you are allowed to do that. Retail sales. You can actually sell to like local mom and pop grocery stores, a grocery chain, retail stores, coffee shops, that type of stuff. If you wanted to start again, this is something very new to you and you wanted to break into the business and you're not sure of where to go, who to sell to, or you're not experienced with it. These are great places to start. You cannot sell, unfortunately, this doesn't include and doesn't allow you to make sales to like a food truck who then turns around and resells it. They have a different type of licensing that's required to sell to them. But when in regards to coffee shops, which every state, and I'm sure Maine has a million coffee shops, grocery stores, small, like I said before, mom and pop shops are really great because they're a little less strict in regards to all of the paperwork and the hoops you have to jump through. So if you're able to get on board with a chain locally that maybe has, you know, 6 or 7 stores, that would be a great step forward. And that is a venue that is allowed that you can sell your products from your home, cottage kitchen, to the grocery chain. Just keep in mind, when you're dealing with retailers, and I mentioned this before in another couple of videos, when you're dealing with retailers such as grocers, they have some of their own rules and regulations that have nothing to do with the state. They may set up certain guidelines that they require other licensing or different type of inspection. Other than a Department of Agriculture inspection, there are third-party companies that actually will inspect your cottage kitchen facility as well, which has nothing to do with the Department of Agriculture. So keep that in mind. Some of the grocery chains will require this, and it is costly. So just keep that in mind. If you're selling a very small amount of product and they gave you like 6 stores and you're doing like 24 pack of, let's say, salsa, and you've got 6 stores, that's not a lot of product. And if it ends up costing you a couple $1,000 for that inspection, it's not going to make sense to sell $100 worth of your product. So just keep that in mind. excuse me. All right. So other events, fairs, festivals, of course, are great online. If you are looking to sell them online, you can. You do have to keep in mind that there may be some specific local laws in regards to the pickup of the product. A lot of times you can't ship it directly from one state to another. Maine is one of them that you may want to just double check on that if you wanted to sell online. Be sure to see if you're allowed to do online sales with that specific cottage kitchen licensing. If you're not a commercially licensed facility, That may be a little bit of a problem if you're looking to sell online. Farmers markets are great. Restaurants are great. If you are into making a product or an ingredient, it could be, like I said before, there was one state that I did where I think it was California, that if you're into spice blends or mixing spices, but it's a really flavorful spice mix and you can sell it to a restaurant that may have 20 restaurants within their chain in your state, that could be a pretty lucrative, it could be an extra money-making business just by selling a group of spices, you know. So these are the types of things you could sell to a restaurant. If you have a restaurant that is kind of a breakfast and lunch type of place, and you're looking to sell cookies or maybe pre-packaged book cookies that some of their consumers or their customers at the restaurants can grab it and go when they pick up a lunch, that's another great idea that you might want to look into as well if you're into baked goods. Okay, so some of the allowed foods. The list of the foods that are allowed are pretty much the same as most of the states, because Maine does have some really liberal laws, and they're very excited about the idea of doing cottage kitchen. There's a lot of things that you can really sell without being restricted. excuse me. When it comes to bread, you can do brownies, donuts. You've got cookies and breads, sweetbreads and cakes and things of the sort, muffins. You've got scones, tortillas, chips and snacks. Candies are easy to sell as well. Chocolates are allowed. If you're into making fudge, fudge is one of them as well, and fudge is hugely popular, especially if you're looking to just sell venues like fairs or festivals, which occur pretty much year-round. Maybe not so much in the wintertime, but spring and summer and fall, there's festivals in every state, and fudge is a really popular sweet for kids. Cotton candies, brittle candies is another one. If you're looking for something, this might be something that you can make and gear towards restaurants and such, would be ketchups, like flavored ketchups, assorted mustards, condiments such as pickles and sauces, vinegars, you know, flavored vinegars and things. And these, again, these are the types of things that if you make at home, you can market them or approach restaurants and get that out there in local restaurants to start. And then you can move your way maybe into a grocery chain. And then from there, they could do a regional rollout and so on and so on. So do keep that in mind. That's something that you could definitely do. When it comes to coffees, you can do coffees as well if you're doing roasting. Dried fruits mixes, such as like baking mixes and soup mixes. If you're into making teas or spices and seasonings, that's an item that is allowed in Maine. Pastries such as empanadas, cones and pies. Those are great too. If you are into making a variety of pies, again, a local restaurant chain or even something that's on a national chain that may locally want to roll out your line of pies, that's a great idea if you're into making those types of sweets. Can be pretty lucrative because restaurants go through a lot of desserts, and if you find a chain that's obviously near you that does a tremendous amount of business, that's very, very active and busy, they could be going through hundreds of pies in such a week, and you can make cash in on something like that. So we got snacks such as caramel corn. You could do popcorns. Nuts and seeds are great. Also, again, thinking about fairs and festivals, these types of things go over very, very well. If you're doing chocolate-covered items, even something like pretzel rods, pretzel twists, if you've got a chocolate mix of some kind that's a snack, granola snack, those go great at fairs and festivals. So basically, to round it off, that's a really small snapshot of some of the stuff that you can make within a cottage kitchen that's allowed. Some of the limitations, things that are not allowed within the facility or area of your cottage kitchen. This is kind of like just a no-brainer, but you don't want to allow your pets of any kind near or inside a kitchen where you're preparing food for people. That's definitely something that's not allowed. Smoking, you don't want to be smoking in general. If you do smoke, you know, that's great. You can do it outside or do it away from your kitchen. But you want to keep in mind that you don't want to be doing any of that near or inside your facility. They do have a home food processor license, it's called. And that is through the Division of Quality Assurance and Regulations. You can contact the Maine Division of Quality and Assurance Regulations. You get your home processor's application. You fill that out and get that processed, because that is something you will have to have in Maine. And then you do have the actual inspection, like I mentioned before, and that traditionally does have a fee involved with it. I don't know, to be honest with you, the specific fee. A lot of times it's not state mandated or regulated, the amount. It's actually locally. It's in the county. And I only base that because of what I've experienced years ago when I had started, that our county had a specific licensing fee and inspection fee. So that kind of varies. It's not really done by the state. It's done locally. But double check. That's going to be the government agency that you'll get in touch with. And again, that's the Division of Quality Assurance and Regulations. So now there is, when it comes to the labeling, it's going to be very similar to my other videos about labels. You just want to make sure that you've got all of your allergens on there. You want to have the address where the actual product is made. And a lot of times that's considered your business address. So if you're doing business as a certain name, that name needs to be on the label of your product. Excuse me one second. The business name, your ingredients, of course, whatever it is that you're making, you need to list whatever it is that's in there. The net amount, which of course is the weight prior to the packaging. So if you are selling a pound of peanuts, let's say, and a pound of peanuts goes into a bag, you want to make sure you have a digital, we actually use in our facility digital scales, and we use the tare weight, which is actually the package. We put the package on the weight itself. I'm sorry, the package on the scale itself, and then we tear it out, which is the tear button will eliminate the weight of the actual container that your product is going into. So that is not part of the net weight. Make sure that the net amount is on there. So if it's 16 ounces of peanuts, then 16 ounces of actual peanuts need to be in the bag, not with the bag included. And of course, the product name. Make sure that whatever the name of your product is, it's on there. I'm just going through my list here. Okay, so the best place to start, if you're in Maine and you need to find out about the home inspections, the licensing, and all that good stuff, check with the Quality Assurance and Regulations Division, the basically Department of Agriculture within your state, conservation, and even it's called the Agriculture Conservation and Forestry Department. So get in touch with them, and they will be the ones to direct you as to your first steps in regards to getting your home inspected and making sure, again, that you have all your licenses and such. So I do hope that video helps you out. If you have a specific state that you need some information on, give me a note. I've had a lot of people email me asking me about doing this state, that state. I'm trying to do them as fast as I can, trying to fight this cold that I'm getting rid of. So I hope that helps. Thanks, guys.